Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We've been in business for over 30 years, helping injured individuals navigate the insurance system once they've been hurt, helping them put their lives back together again, them, their families, everyone. It's very important when you're injured that you have a whole team concept. We have a team at Bell and Pollock. You can become part of our team, and you can put our experience to work for you anytime. We are injury attorneys. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900, 795-5900, and our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Today, we're talking about a little bit different subject. When you deal with your own insurance company, and it can come from a car wreck, which we're going to explain to you today, a truck wreck, bicycle wreck. You can be on your bicycle and be hit by your car. Your own car insurance company can become involved in that. We've covered that before. So you're dealing with your own insurance company. So they have duties. When you're rear-ended by somebody, to explain the difference, and they have an insurance company, that we call that the at-fault party's insurance company. That's not what we're talking about today. So let's set this example up. Let's say you're in a stoplight, you're in a car, and you're at a stoplight, and you're rear-ended, boom, and you get hit. And so the at-fault party's at fault. And so let's say your medical bills are $60,000 right now, and you've been treating from the accident, from your injuries from the accident, and the at-fault party's insurance was minimum, statutory minimum of $25,000. And your medical bills are $60,000. And ongoing and increasing. What do you do? How do you do it? You have to deal with your own insurance company then. You have to deal with your own UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, on your own car insurance policy. That's what we're talking about today. And by the way, this example could apply to if you had hail damage on your roof, you're dealing with your own insurance company. So all these principles we're going to talk today about can apply to that. When you deal with your own insurance company, when you deal with your own med pay, to get your medical bills paid with your own insurance company can apply to that as well. But today's example is, as I just gave you, you're rear-ended, your medical bills are $60,000, and they've paid you the $25,000, the at-fault party's insurance company. And that, let's say your policy is $250,000 or higher, because you've listened to Bell and Pollock before. You got to get the highest UIM that you can buy, that you can get, that you can afford. And you see the reason right now, because they only had $25,000 on the other side, right? On the at-fault side. Now do you go to your own insurance company? Now they don't want to pay you. And so they say to you something like this, and this is going to be our example today. All right, we see that you have $60,000 in medical bills. You got paid $25,000. We're going to pay an extra $15,000 for everything, for all your medical bills and all your damages, injuries, and losses. And you say, what? So let's break that down as far as bad faith law, because that's where it enters.
This is where it really does enter, and it becomes a problem that you have to deal with, and it's fighting your own insurance company. Once again, you start with the premise, and everybody has to understand out there the premise that you have the underinsured motorist coverage. If your agent cares about you at all, your agent is going to work very hard to sell you uninsured motorist coverage and keep you from waiving it. Your agent also is going to talk to you about the benefits of getting more than the normal $25,000 of uninsured motorist coverage so that you have it. So please get it. You see commercials all the time now where lawyers are bragging about all sorts of money that they make and they get. Well, where do you think that money comes from? That money comes from insurance. So, you know, sit out there and think about how many of you have insurance at the $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 level, because it's not being paid by people. It's being paid by insurance, and it's being paid by people who purchased insurance. Now, this is where the problem comes in, is you go and you buy an insurance policy, you buy coverage, you buy significant coverage, you buy money, a coverage that's supposed to protect you, you get a policy that way, you're paying premiums for it, you're doing everything you need to do, you're assured that the company supposedly likes you and wants to make sure you're covered, and you're taken care of, and it's your underinsured motorist coverage. And then when you get in the crash and you have an underinsured person and you go to them to get your money, they look at you and they go, well, we're not going to give you even enough money to pay your medical bills. We're not going to give you enough money to satisfy the doctors and the healthcare providers who are coming after you or who want to get paid. We're not going to pay you the basic amount that everybody out there would think, oh, it's natural that would come. And they don't want to do it. And unfortunately, that has caused us as plaintiff's lawyers not only to sue, but has caused there to be a great deal of law out there that deals with your own insurance company dealing with you in bad faith, doing things to try to keep you from recovering, doing things to try and keep them from having to pay you money. They'll continue to send bills, by the way, to you to collect your premium, but they don't want to send you any money, and they're going to do things to try to keep you from getting that money. And therefore, there's become both a common law and a statutory law, laws that have developed into the bad faith of the insurance company, who has all the power. If you don't think they don't have the power, the only way you seize that power back is coming to see lawyers who know what they're doing. You got to come see us.
Right. And so you break it down to a simple components. When you have a deal with your own insurance company, number one, you have an insurance policy. That's a contract. So when they don't pay you, they're in essence, and if it's improper that they don't pay you, so it's in essence a breach of the contract. It's a contract cause of action. But there are other remedies. There are bad faith remedies on top of the contract remedies, on top of, in addition to. And so that's what you need to learn, and that's what we're going to teach you today. So you're trying to get your medical bills paid. You're trying to get paid for all your injuries, damages, and losses. And they say we're only going to give you an extra $15,000. You got $25,000 from the at-fault party's insurance company. Your medical bills are $60,000. We're only going to give you $15,000. That's $40,000 total. And your medical bills are $60,000. They haven't even started to pay you for your pain and suffering, your other categories of injuries, your physical anatomical injuries, your orthopedic injuries, maybe your concussion, maybe your brain injury. What about all those? And then they say, take it or leave it. That's all we're going to pay you. And then they say to you, all right, then they say, well, by the way, your medical bills are not reasonable and necessary. Listen to what they're saying to you. You got injured in this crash. You went to the emergency room maybe. Maybe you went to your primary care doctor. Your primary care doctor sent you to therapy. They are saying your own primary care doctor's bills, your doctor you've been to for 20 years, 15 years, 6 years, those bills from that doctor are not reasonable and they're not necessary. Did you hear this? So they are saying your own doctor's bills are not reasonable and necessary, therefore we're not going to pay. Therefore we need to reduce it down to the $15,000. No, this is a war. You can win this war. Now they've entered into a bad faith situation. The Colorado Supreme Court has held that your insurance company has a quasi-fiduciary relationship to you. So, unlike the at-fault insurance party, Brad, this company owes duties and obligations, and there's a cause of action for common law bad faith, and there's a cause of action for statutory bad faith.
Right. And you also owe them duties and obligations, and that's why you need to make sure you get lawyers who can navigate the waters out there and make sure that you're doing what you need to do so they can't throw it back at you and say you didn't cooperate. But they owe you duties and they owe you certain explanations. They owe you they have to act timely. They have to do certain things that are appropriate, and we'll get into more of these. But the thing you have to remember is that the first place you look at is a contract, but the contract is very difficult to understand. The contract is very difficult to know what's being said and to know what additional remedies and requirements and rights there are with that contract. So, you know, where do you start? You start with somebody who knows the business. You start with somebody who understands what they're supposed to do. And the insurance companies, first of all, need to act timely. They need to listen to you. They need to respect you. They need to act timely. Is it being respectful? Is it acting timely that they gather together their team of doctors, their team of hired guns that they pay well into the six figures and quite often into the seven figures every year to give them opinions in cases, that they gather those people together to second guess your doctors? Now, you know, when we're talking about this, I want you to think about the ultimate determination or trier of fact is going to be a jury. So that's you also. You may be a juror or you may be a person trying to recover on your policy. But is it appropriate that they go get their people that they know have a practice and a regular procedure of denying your injuries and claiming your own doctor is charging too much and claiming your own doctor doesn't really know what he or she is doing, so they can start to reduce the amount of money that they owe you on a contract?
Right. And you did what Bell and Pollock told you. You got the highest UIM, underinsured motorist limits, you can afford. And in this example, you bought $250,000. Obviously, if you can buy $500,000 or $1 million, do it. I mean, do it. But in this example, you bought $250,000, and you thought you had the coverage, and you thought that was a great amount, and you were charged a premium for that. And now your medical bills are $60,000 and increasing, as we said in our example, and you have other injuries, damages, and losses for which your own company needs to pay you. You see the setup. You were injured. The at-fault party had very little insurance and sometimes no insurance. It would apply in that situation as well if they had no insurance. Then you make a claim with your own car insurance company. Then they start to fight with you. But you bought the policy for $250,000. Then they start to fight with you. And Brad just brought up a great point that we're going to cover here in a minute after the break. When you start to fight with them and you've been injured, then they have the right to eventually send you to your own insurance companies, their own doctors. Their own doctors. What do you think is going to happen? Right after the break, we'll cover that. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We trademark protected the concept of legal game plan. We wrote a book on it. You can get a free copy of our book on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We've been here for you for years. We try to educate you and give you the information you need to fight the insurance company for the at-fault party. Our typical example is a car accident, but what we're talking about today can apply when you have hail damage on your roof and your own insurance company doesn't treat you fairly. It can apply to a workers' compensation when the workers' compensation insurance company doesn't treat you fairly. It can apply when you're on your bicycle and hit by a car and they don't have enough insurance, and you can then apply for money from your own car insurance company. Even though you're on your bicycle, even though you're a pedestrian, it applies in those situations as well. Right before the break, we were talking about you make the claim with your own insurance company because of one of these circumstances. They deny your claim. They try to lowball you. Then, Brad, let's go through. They send you to the doctor. They send you to Dr. X, Y, or Z, maybe a physiatrist, maybe an orthopedic spine surgeon, maybe a neurosurgeon, and they're going to get their opinion, and they call it an independent medical examination.
Yeah, they call it an independent medical examination, but basically you have to understand first of all, I guess you have to try and figure out why they just want to not believe your doctor, why they want to say we don't trust your doctor. And independent medical examinations, as they're phrased, we call them defense medical examinations, are something that the law recognizes and says that if a company like the insurance company has to pay money, then that company has the right to get their own doctor and have their own doctor examine you. It starts then with the fact that the insurance company is saying, we don't really believe your doctors. Now, if you ask the insurance company that, ask any adjuster, ask anybody who says we want to have them our own doctor examine you, they're not going to say that. They're going to say, no, we just want a second opinion. We want somebody else to look at this. We want somebody else who they say is neutral to look at this. The problem is the persons they're getting to look at you, to do this examination, is anything but neutral. This person is very much on the insurance company side. The insurance company's vetted them. They've gone in and they've checked to see what they're about. They know whether or not these people are conservative, whether or not they are inclined to be on the insurance company's side. They know what their principles are, what their beliefs are. And they know what they're all about. And they have used them in the past. Now, obviously, always a doctor gets their start in one form or another by doing this for the insurance company. But if the doctor or healthcare professional does not play ball with the insurance company, that healthcare professional does not come back reducing the amount that you should be getting, then that doctor is not going to get hired again. The insurance companies don't go looking and saying, let me get a doctor who consistently comes back agreeing with or even exceeding the amount that the injured party's own doctors say. The insurance companies continually rehire the very doctors who have a reputation and who have a practice of criticizing your care and criticizing the amount of your bill and criticizing your injuries and saying that they're not really there.
And criticizing you. And you hear things from these doctors, such as in the reports that you, the injured victim, now you've been treating for over a year, you can't get better, you want to be better, that you want this thing to go away, and they say you should have been over this in 6 weeks. You, they say, have the type of injury that you should have recovered from in 6 weeks. So what's your problem? The problem is, I'm in the category of people that it didn't resolve in 6 weeks. I wish it would have, but it didn't. And so now, that can be, and Brad and I have tried to and done this before, where they send you to these type of doctors can be an act of bad faith. They already know pretty much what the outcome is going to be. They already know what the report's going to be slanted towards, right? And so that's another act. But you're dealing with your own insurance company. So we're talking about bad faith insurance practices, right? So they're not paying you. They're not paying you for your injuries. And so now, we got the common law of bad faith, and they basically is the common law. That's the case law, as we've taught you before. We inherited it from England, but judge-made law, not statutory law, not legislative law, not statutes. But now, we also in Colorado, we have the common law of bad faith, so you can use that against your own insurance company when they don't properly and timely pay you. Now, we have statutory bad faith, and let's talk about that a little bit, because now we have a concept where if they improperly deny or delay, your payment, this is a more stricter standard against the insurance company. If they improperly deny or delay your payment without a reasonable basis to do so, you can sue them for statutory bad faith. And let's talk about the two times, Brad.
Well, and that's exactly right. There's a two-time statute, two times the amount of the covered benefit that you're entitled to get. And here's where the problem comes in. Let's say you get a company that one of the things that they're supposed to do is to reasonably timely conduct a reasonable investigation based upon all available information and then pay the amounts that they evaluate that they owe you. Now that's had to come about not just a statute, not just under common law, but also case law, as far as them having to pay once they get that evaluation, the amount. Even if they have a fight with you about the additional amount, they have to do that. So you're looking and you're saying, okay, they have to do these things. When are they going to do them or what are they going to do? And they have to get people who have reasonable knowledge about the areas that they're dealing with and get those people together and look into your claim and deal with your claim on a timely basis. If they don't do that, they're going to end out having to pay two times the amount of the covered benefit. Why is that so important? Well, the reason that's so important is because under Gary's example he's given to you, where you have $65,000 worth of medical bills and you have $25,000 paid by the at-fault party and they're only offering you $15,000, you've got $40,000 sitting there. If, in fact, you have to go fight for the additional $25,000 and you have to go to court and you have to go to trial, the insurance companies loved it because they knew you couldn't afford to get a lawyer and go through the huge amount of fight and get the experts and pay for the doctors to come in and testify to justify that additional $25,000. So they knew if the only amount you had a chance of getting was $25,000, period, you wouldn't come after them. You were just going to let that, you're going to walk away from it. You're going to give it up.
Right. You know, the common law of bad faith says that if the insurance company takes action that it knows was unreasonable, or if they recklessly disregarded any facts or investigation, then they can be held liable for common law bad faith. But the statutory bad faith says if they if they delay or deny your payment of any benefit, MedPay, for your injuries, medical bills, if they delay or deny payment to you without a reasonable basis to do so, then they can be liable for bad faith. And then the statute says you can get 2 times the amount of the covered benefit plus attorney's fees plus costs. So you need to know about that. Your attorney needs to know about that because they don't like this. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you, your medical condition, your injuries, your accident. You can have our book for free. All of our books are on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can email us. You can get on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and contact us. You must know these laws. You must know what your rights are. You don't just have to take no, an answer of no, from your own insurance company when you've been injured. And you paid for the $250,000 of coverage in our example. And now you want to be paid fairly, competently, and timely.
Yeah, you do. And the situation is you want to be able to make sure that by the time it all gets done, you're not in a hole because you've had to spend so much going after the insurance company to do what it said it was going to do and to do what it said it was going to sell you. And remember, the problem you've got here is that you can't go back after the agent. The agent's going to be scot-free. You can argue that they didn't properly represent, they didn't properly do this, they didn't properly do that. But the agent's going to, in essence, be able to walk. They gave you the contract. You got the contract. Now they're going to say it's between you and the insurance company. You and the insurance company are going to have to fight it out, and you're going to find out that if you don't have experienced lawyers that are going to help you recover this money, that you're not going to get the recovery you're entitled to. The insurance companies are simply going to ignore you.
All right, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll give you a free initial consultation. You'll learn a game plan to help yourself. You'll learn a legal game plan and strategy, and you can win the war. Okay, we've got a new case in Colorado called the Fisher case. And right after the break, we're going to be telling you the tips on the Fisher case because this is a very important tool in your war chest to have when you go to war on your injury claim. Belt and Pollock, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for over 30 years. We help injured victims put their lives back together again, help them navigate the insurance maze, help them and their families. This is a family event. Many times when somebody goes down in the family and they're injured and they can't perform, it affects the entire family structure. You need attorneys who understand that. At Bell & Pollock, we do understand that. We have helped many, many families. Okay, so let's take one more example here. You've got the same situation, and the insurance company in our same situation, the at-fault party had $25,000 of insurance. You have $60,000 in medical bills and ongoing and increasing. And the insurance company says, okay, we're going to pay you $15,000. That's it. Now, in the old days, They would hold that $15,000 over your head and not pay it to you until you signed their papers and gave up all your other rights. Now what happens?
This is where the laws evolved, and we now have the Fisher case. And the Fisher case has come out and stated to the insurance companies something that I think all of us thinks the insurance companies should have been doing all along, and why they weren't doing it was only to get an advantage over you. But they tell the insurance companies the amount that's uncontested, the amount that you agree should be paid, pay it. Don't hold on to it and use it as a lever to say, well, we'll give you this if you give up all your rights on everything else. Just pay the people the money they're owed, then the money that you agree they're owed, the money that you understand that you've evaluated should be paid to them, and then fight over what really is your belief that shouldn't be paid. Don't go keeping something that you're insured is entitled to by contract away from them so that you can force them into taking a deal that is unfavorable to them.
Right. And our example, it was the $15,000. They said, we value your claim at $15,000, your UIM claim. So that's their value. Come on. Okay. You ready? That's their value. The Fisher case now says you have to automatically, right now, immediately pay over the uncontested value. I.e. the $15,000. They can no longer say, well, we're not going to pay. We value it at $15,000, but we're not going to pay you because then we're going to make you sue us, and then you'll have to wait, or you can sign all your papers right now and waive all the rest of your claims, and then we'll pay you the $15,000. They can't do that anymore.
And it's important that you understand that and that they not be able to do that, because quite often that initial $15,000 is still very important to you. It can help to defer the expenses that you have. It can help you to hold off creditors from suing you or giving you bad credit ratings. And the insurance companies know that they had you over barrel that way. Why did it take a case? Why did it take a Supreme Court coming out and telling the insurance company to act decent? Well, that's up to you to understand.
Right.
You've heard Gary and I talk many, many times to buy insurance. So we're not telling you not to deal with the insurance companies. But you've also heard us talk many, many times about the fact that the insurance companies aren't going to look out for you. They're going to do things that are that you're going to consider shady, that you're not going to like. And the only way to address it is making sure you access somebody, lawyers, who have the knowledge and understanding information available to be able to know what the insurance company can and can't do.
You've been injured, you can come to Bell and Pollock. We can give you a free initial consultation, and we teach you what you need to know about your injury, your case, your rights. Right? We give you a legal game plan. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.